time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I recently read of an ambitious plan to create what would be called the Great Redwood Trail. The trail will begin north of San Francisco around the city of Novato through Sonoma, Mendocino, and Humboldt County, ending at Humboldt Bay in Eureka. The trail will be built on the old, deteriorating rail lines, which are controlled by the North Coast Rail Authority, which is pretty much disbanded at this point due to no plans to ever revitalize the rail system into the North Coast, at least not on that route. There's been talk about alternate routes, but that would be a project that would take years to finalize and much effort to overcome environmental issues, which seem to dictate much of our infrastructure construction efforts. In a recent meeting, State Senator Mike McGuire stated, "Imagine a strip of land roughly 50 feet wide and running for 320 miles from the edge of San Francisco Bay in Marin County through the vineyards of Sonoma County, showcasing the stunning beauty of Mendocino County through the redwood and oak-studded hills of the Eel River Canyon. Then you're gonna end your hiking adventure on the fog-shrouded shores of Humboldt Bay." The proposed project is still in its infancy and will have many studies, reviews, community meetings, plus state and federal hoops to jump through before construction had ever begun. If you've ever seen some of the old railway systems through the proposed trail route, you would understand why an effort to revitalize the rail system is not feasible. The money needed for such a project would be immense, and that would be not necessarily ensure a stable rail line into the area. That is why alternate routes are being explored for a better rail system. I'm happy to see an effort being made to provide a recreational trail into our area, which provide an alternate experience for those who wish to visit the North Coast. In comparison, if you've ever traveled through the Central Valley along Highway 99 in the past few years, you may have noticed the remnants of the so-called bullet train, an ambitious plan to basically link Southern California to the Bay Area via high-speed rail. The project was presented to the voters many years ago with a hefty price tag and a promise to complete in a few years. The project was vastly underestimated and has been abandoned for the past 2 years, with less than 100 miles of infrastructure being completed. I recently heard it compared to Stonehenge due to the concrete supports and overhead bridges that will stand as a reminder of a railway to nowhere that should have never been attempted. The bullet train was estimated to cost the taxpayer $33 billion with a completion date of 2020. To date, the cost is estimated at $100 billion with no estimate as to completion. So it is very possible it will cost much more if construction ever resumes. At this point, it would make more sense to take the money earmarked for the bullet train and spread it around to other infrastructure projects, such as the Great Redwood Trail. Economically, we would see fruit from the project locally in a short period of time. Priorities are sometimes lost when ambition overtakes common sense. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.